Radio.
Hello.
Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome to another Kentucky Fried edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, it's another hilarious summer rerun coming right up, but the first things I gotta do is mention some things. I want everybody right now to go over to Facebook and join a group called NFL Addiction. Go right now and do it. It's a great big group, and I mean almost 20,000 members. It might be 20,000 members by the time you hear this show. There's players. Players are members of this group. And there's a lot of great football discussion, constant football discussion all day long. I mean, it's June, so a lot of it's silly stuff, but it's June. I expect it's going to be a hell of a lot better come September, and I joined it for one reason, because it's that size and there's that many people talking football that it has knocked all of the political garbage right off of my Facebook feed. If I want to see the same two people arguing the same two shit all the damn time, I got to go find them now, and I don't want to find them. So that's great. Anyway, we're going to be doing some things in conjunction with NFL Addiction this year, and one of the things that we're going to do is our annual Bang Radio Hour Pick'ems League. We're going to run in conjunction with that group, so we're going to have a good-sized game this year, and one of their members has graciously offered to donate a prize, and it's pretty awesome. So that's right. No more toenails. No more hair off of the dog off my dog's back. You guys get a good prize this year. Kelly Burke. He's an artist from Wisconsin who has graciously donated a custom prize. We haven't decided what it'll be yet. I like the custom etched beer mugs that he makes. They're gorgeous. And as soon as I said that, he said, oh, well, look, I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I got this. So we're looking at all kinds of stuff, but I'm leaning on the beer mug. That seems pretty cool. Anyway, if you want to see his stuff, go to the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page, and you'll find a link to his page. And you can see his work. Please do. It's really good stuff. And you can see what you got an opportunity to win when you join the Pick'em League this year and you kick somebody's ass, as long as it's everybody. And you know, Yisman is now rubbing his hands together, right? Yisman is just looking at it every day and saying, okay, time for me to win me a beer mug. Anyway, stay tuned for the big announcement as to when we'll be opening the game. All right, that's enough yakking. We're going to get started right now with some YouTube trash-talking fans. Man, we just love that shit. And two of our favorites are Duan and his brother, the Saints fans, who are just going to enjoy the living shit out of the Falcons losing in the playoffs from 2013.
All right, so now we got a Saints fan here. At least the Saints do have a ring, but he's going to go off. He's going to go off now.
Will it be? Will it be the Falcon season coming to an end? I can't wait to say it. 6 seconds left, baby.
Yeah, the game's still going.
6 seconds left. 6 seconds. No.
There's only two rings in the whole NFC South.
Knock him out. Game over. Game over. That's a wrap. Wonderful! Woo-hoo! Oh! Cry your eyes out! Drown me in the sweet sorrow of your tears! Drown me! Drown me, baby!
Wow.
I don't even want to say nothing. I just. Can you see us now?
Super Bowl champions,
you fucking losers.
What? Walk off. You were up 17-0.
Yeah.
You cracking motherfucking loser. 17. Yes. Yes. I am very happy to be here. Yes. Yes. You too.
In the face.
Going into Eddie Murphy. What is that about?
In the face. Julio, you look like Jennifer Hudson. You're just like Jennifer Hudson. Randy Moss, go to the bowl, baby. Falcons, go home.
Julio
go
Jones
home.
Looks like Jennifer Hudson.
Go home. Your season was for naught. It was for naught. All the touchdowns, all the love, not? All the crap talking, splitting with us this year, for naught. Go home. Have a good year. Niners, Baltimore, Ravens, Patriots, whoever. Go home. I don't care who win now. I would like to see the Ravens win, but I don't care who win, long as it ain't the Falcons. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons! Not the Falcons! Y'all suck! Kiss our ring, baby. Still got the Super Bowl. Y'all ain't got one.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic. Oh my God. That was absolutely
not
fantastic,
the Falcons.
Like man. Yeah, wait, here we go.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons!
I guess
That's his pet dolphin chiming in there. I swear to God. You know what? I have seen the Cowboys lose games in the playoffs. I've seen the Giants lose games in the playoffs. I've watched the Eagles lose Super Bowls and whatnot. I've watched, you know. And I have never in my life acted like that, especially if my team is not in the playoffs at all. I have gotten up after, like, watching the Giants lose the playoffs and going, you know, like, shaking my head like, there you go. That's the end of that. Translated, Tom, that means who's got a ring? Not the Falcons.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons!
All the dogs in the neighborhood just looked up from their...
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that? Oh, God. Indy face. Damn. Indy face. I know, Tom. They got him Indy face.
He's doing Eddie Murphy, man. That's fantastic.
That was fun. It was his brother came in there and was, y'all are some crack ass losers. That was great.
That's, you know, fans are what make the game so great.
Well, I guess, you know what? There's only two rings in the entire NFC South.
Yeah.
One's in New Orleans and one's in Tampa. So, yeah, I guess if that's the way it is, I guess you can crow like that.
Yep.
I wouldn't be caught dead crowing like that if my team wasn't in the playoffs. But, hey, I get whatever floats your boat.
All right. As we go to break here, got to mention this. Our favorite dad in the whole world, Bernie Kosar.
Oh, yes.
Former Cleveland Browns and Miami Dolphins quarterback. Hey, it didn't say Dallas Cowboys on here.
Super Bowl winner.
Oh, my Dallas. God. Yeah, but it usually when a player gets in trouble... If they were a member of the Cowboys, that's the first team mentioned. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. But it just says Browns and Dolphins. This is great.
It's probably because he sold his ring 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, for like a bottle of rye.
Bernie was driving around in Solon, Ohio, and he got pulled over for speeding. And, of course, they smelled alcohol. And according to the... arrest document, which was filed by the arresting officer, Kosar was stopped around 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time in Solon, Ohio. The document suggested Kosar was going at a steady speed of 74 miles per hour in a 50-mile-per-hour construction zone with workers present. They were working at 2:45 in the morning?
Yeah, because that's when they work in the highways, so yep. That you're not inconvenienced for the morning rush hour. And besides, who was more adept at weaving through linemen than Bernie Kosar?
Man, 74 and a 50, that first off, that doubles your fine because you're in a construction zone.
I wasn't driving. I just cut myself shaving. He just smelled my blood.
Well, after they pulled over Kosar's black Cadillac, Officer Scott McElroy reportedly asked Kosar to present his driver's license. Well, at this point, Kosar handed the officer two credit cards.
Just take whichever one you need, John.
Two credit cards.
How much is this going to cost me? Just put your tip on it.
McElroy said he observed slurred speech and a strong odor of alcoholic beverages at this time.
That wasn't me. I was listening to the Browns game on the radio.
Well, when asked to exit the vehicle and perform a field sobriety test after a reported colossal failure to recite the alphabet from letters E through W.
Colossal failure.
QBQBWRRBTEOL. He's just, right. You know. Kosar complied but was unable to stand on one leg or perform the walk and turn test. Now this is the best part, John. I swear to God, I couldn't even believe that he really said this. When asked if there was anything preventing him from taking these tests, Kosar reportedly suggested, are you ready for this?
I'm drunk. What do you think?
He could not do these tests due to multiple knee and ankle surgeries because his line couldn't block.
He blamed his line.
Let me tell you something about this, buddy. If Barnes Biner didn't fumble, you wouldn't be giving me this ticket. You'd be asking for my fucking autograph.
That is the best.
If it wasn't for my line, I'd be dancing up and down this doggone line like you wouldn't believe. Watch this. I'm going to try to send a food, 73, send.
He's going to try to drift back on the line.
Oh, it's unreal.
Watch that. I didn't step off the line. I evaded pressure. Don't you be yelling at me.
Well, here is the great news for our listeners, because we have the best listeners on this planet.
We do.
We have obtained the police dashboard dash cam audio of this entire event.
So there you go.
So going into break just for you, Bang Radio Hour listeners.
Sir? Sir, roll down the window, please.
Good afternoon, officer. Hello? Hi. How can I help you, officer?
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Oh, come on. Come on. You know who I am. Don't you know who I am?
Sir, would you step out of the car, please?
I'm Mr. Cleveland. I'm Bernie Kosar. Come on, come on. You know me. I'm the best quarterback the Browns ever
sir,
had.
Please,
I almost took us to the Super Bowl twice. My daughter is a movie star.
Sir, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to step out of the car.
Oh, come on. Call me Bernie. Let's be pals, huh? Come on, I'll autograph something for your kid. We'll forget all about it, huh?
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Oh, come on, man. I'm not drunk. Come on, I'm just a little punchy for my playing days, you know. Leading the Browns down the field in the playoffs. You know, that was me, you know. If it wasn't for my offensive line getting me killed, I'd be able to talk better, you know. Uh-huh.
Sir, on, I need you to recite the alphabet for me.
What?
The alphabet, sir. Do you know the alphabet?
Of course I know the alphabet. Did you know that if you're on the one-yard line, you have a chance to make a 99-yard touchdown pass?
Please recite the alphabet, sir.
All right, all right. A, B, C, blue 22, yellow 30, set. Kosar is feed back to pass. He avoids the rush.
Sir, all right, that is enough. Look, I want you to stand on this white line.
Oh,
stand
Jesus
on this white line.
Is it the goal line?
Whatever, if you want it to be. That's fine. It can be the goal line if you want. I want you to walk heel to toe along
heel
the goal line.
Heel to toe? What the hell is that? Look, my offensive line sucks. Did you hear me? I'm calling it audible. That's it. Quarterback, keeper. Quarterback sneak, dive play,
sir.
Touchdown!
All right, sir, let's go. Get
touchdown! Kosar scores, and the Browns are going
right
to the
come
Super
on.
Bowl. Suck on that Biner, you fumble-fingered bitch! You can't arrest me. I just won the game.
There.
Fuck
come
you,
on,
John
on,
Elway.
Let's go.
Fuck off.
Right. Come on. Let's go.
What?
Up against the car.
Am I going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo!
That's exactly where you're going.
Hey, this is fun. You're a nice guy, you know.
Watch you should your head,
my
sir.
Daughter. She's a movie star. Where's my helmet?
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Anyway, last time we spoke, we talked about this the local ESPN affiliate here, 97.1 The Fan, and Scott Torgerson
right.
making that tweet that he wished Desmond Howard would get fired or die so he could watch game day again. And we, like I said, we all knew it was a joke. Maybe it was in bad taste, but we all know he didn't really want Desmond Howard to die. And he got suspended indefinitely. And then Kirk Herbstreit just absolutely went off on him. And, you know, it was all blown way up into something bigger than it needed to be. Well,
right
now he has been fired. He has officially been
Torg
fired. Torg is fired.
Torg lost job. Torg on breadline.
So Scott Torgerson wrote on his website, it said, I have been fired by 97.1 The Fan. No severance, no health insurance with a newborn
Whoa.
And a wife with AFib. And I'm not quite
AFib.
AFib. She's his wife has AFib. It's some sort of, I don't know.
Who knows?
Some sort of ailment. He says, I want to thank everyone for their support. I want you to know I reached out to the Desmond Howard family and they accepted my apology. I am truly sorry for the tweet. It was a joke, nothing more. I will write the same thing I tweeted that day. I am sorry if I offended anyone. Please don't send Desmond Howard or his wife tweets. I do have counsel, and unless something changes, I will file a lawsuit. My counsel feels we have a very strong case, so I will not comment. On Herb Street, no comment. Sorry, I can't say a word on this one. If he could say something to Herb Street, I wonder what it would be.
Torg have lawyer now. Torg sue Herb Street for all Herb Street worth. But first, Torg wants set records straight. Torg only joking when Torg say Torg want Desmond Howard to die. But Torg not mind if Herb Street drop dead. No. Torg mean Torg sorry. Torg not mean it. Torg not want Herb Street drop dead. Torg be satisfied with Herb Street being maimed in car accident. No. Torg sorry again. Oh, why Torg always must say such outrageous things? Torg too outrageous for Torg's own good.
Oh, shoot.
Torg not want lose new job. Torg cannot afford it. Torg have infant and wife with whatever AFib is. Torg promised you this, though. If Torg see Herb Street in Torg's drive-thru, Herb Street gets something extra on his cheeseburger, if you know what Torg mean. Oh, Torg have to go. Boss coming. Welcome to Wendy's. May Torg take your order, please.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Torg not really want Herb Street to drop dead. Psych! Torb really wanted Herb Street to drop dead. Torgo, Herb Street fall off.
Well, I tell you what, Herb Street doesn't have a whole lot of friends around here anymore. After all that, that was a very popular show. And
look, it's absolutely outrageous, dude. I mean, seriously, how long would you and I last on the air?
Oh yeah,
a day.
I tell you, my brother-in-law texted me and said you guys should go get that show and take and no. I'm like, are you kidding, dude? We wouldn't get through a half an hour.
We wouldn't. We do this show an hour a week, and we can't get through anything like that.
Oh, my God.
You're right. We would. They'd shut us down instantly.
You have to be boring, bland, safe, vanilla radio to survive in the world of ESPN. It's just...
What do you think, Tom? That there Kirk Herbstreit and Desmond Howard on College Game Day, they're sure a treat to watch, aren't they?
They're nifty.
10 past the hour. Looks like sunny skies today.
Bang Radio.
And then there's Joe Theismann.
It's huge when it comes to learning a new guy's rear end. How far does he bring it back to you? How does he move when he moves to the left or to the right?
Does he bring it back to you? That's Joe's take on Brett Favre.
Oh my God, that is too funny.
He's the Redskins' hometown announcer for preseason games, so we got him during that Jets game.
I'm going to choke it to death until somebody pulls my grip off of it.
God, it gets so good. Hold on, that Theismann's the best.
It's huge when it comes to learning a new guy's rear end. How far does he bring it back to you? How does he move when he moves to the left or to the right?
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy. I love that. Hey, look at you, fella. You're a good-looking fella. He asked me, did I slip any tongue in there?
Michael Irvin getting gay.
The last thing I want to do is offend anybody.
You motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, do you have that Pac-Man Jones talking to his mother?
Oh, yeah, because he had a bad game, and he said he couldn't call his mom.
Couldn't even call home and tell my woman about that game last week.
Boy, call me. Now, what the fuck is you doing? That ain't the way you play ball now. What the fuck is wrong? What you got on your mind?
What the fuck?
Oh, you know, remember we talked last week, he wrote the letter asking to be reinstated?
Right.
And he read the letter on Hard Knocks. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did catch that.
Yeah, here, listen. He's going to read the letter.
Commissioner Gurdell,
I want to thank you for allowing me to participate in the training camp in preseason. I don't want to take this opportunity to ask you to please reinstate me fully into the NFL. Over the past year and a half, I recognize that I've made mistakes and have not lived up to the standards expected of a professional athlete. However, with the help of the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys, I feel that I have turned a corner. I assure you that I will not repeat any of my mistakes.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep the music going.
Dear Commissioner Goodell, I am so motherfucking sorry. I can't even begin to motherfucking tell you how goddamn fucking sorry I am. I ain't never gonna do no stupid motherfucking shit like that again no more. You can motherfucking bank on that shit. Yo.
Yo.
Sincerely. Fucking Pac-Man.
You motherfuckers.
Did you notice how he addressed it?
NFL offices.
I know, you just wrote NFL now, offices.
Take this over to there. Hurry up, motherfucker. You the mailman. Just go.
Guy says, where's the address?
Fuck if I know, motherfucker. You the goddamn mailman. Just get that shit over there.
Oh.
I told you where it's supposed to go. NFL offices, motherfucker.
You motherfuckers.
Hey, do you have the Joe Buck talking about Troy Aikman?
Yes.
Well, that gives us time to go back through Troy Aikman, the Oklahoma years, Troy Aikman, the UCLA years, and then Troy Aikman as a Dallas Cowboy and a three-time Super Bowl champ.
It's going to be exciting.
Oh, my
God.
You'll love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I love that at the end. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right, Joe and Troy in their seventh year of marriage up here in the broadcast booth.
And all Troy got me was this stupid wall clock. That's all I'm worth, apparently, after 7 years, is a wall clock. He's going to get the seven-year itch. So help me God, if I catch him over in Dan Deerdorf's booth, I'm going to kick him out of here.
It's huge when it comes to learning a new guy's rear end. How far does he bring it back to you? How does he move when he moves to the left or to the right?
Cock.
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 All right, so there you go. Closing out with all sorts of gay innuendo from Joe Theismann. Hey, man, that's my favorite quarterback. You know that? That's my favorite quarterback right there. Anyway, that was from a Redskins preseason game. I don't even remember which year that was. Sometime in the last 13 seasons. Preseason. Anyway, before that, we heard some idiocy surrounding a radio guy who got fired. And we also had Bernie Kosar's DWI, complete with a made-up bullshit reenactment by the Bang Radio Hour players. So aren't you lucky? That's going to do it for this week, but go on over to NFL Addiction on Facebook and join in the fun. Please do. It'll be like I said, there's a lot of good football discussion. I think you'll enjoy joining in. I do a weekly Q&A over there on Fridays that's a blast. So, you know, you guys that have known me for a long time, you want to play around? Come on and play. You want to be a stiff? Please at least join us over on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. You can follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. And, of course, go to bangradiohour.com and drop us an email with the contact box. And, look, hit that donation button and throw us a goddamn bone, why don't you? All right, as usual in the summer, I do not know what our schedule is going to be. I don't know what we're going to do a new show soon. It's got to be coming up soon. July's coming. So right now, Tom is probably right in the middle of the Olentangy River somewhere on his fishing boat looking for bass. And you can say that practically at any time of any day for the next 3 months. He'll come out of the river sometime in August. Till next time, later.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you always get same boring meal deal, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites. Like Giraffe. And Café Rouge. All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market. Ooh, lunch is ready. I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.